Oh my gosh. This is me. I'm actually live here at WFMU. I'm usually, I think, like a CD or something. I'm just here. And then they have a hologram that
Do you want the music, Artie? Do you want it? Or should I've got old organ music or this modern dance music?
No, I brought my old my old organ with me.
Okay, you want me to?
So just you could turn that. Yeah, okay. Turn that. I'm sure it's good, though.
I know it's good. We got to go Ravens and get a Siloam stick and just get out there and some mollies and just let it loose, baby.
That sounds interesting. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can't believe I'm here. But I literally am, and we're on the air. And
people, literally.
And people are listening
to us. In point
of
fact,
so we should probably,
there is a public, Hardy White,
we should probably say things, even though I'm inclined to just speak to Kurt. And
should we say a legal ID? Did you do the legal ID, Clay?
Did Clay do the legal ID?
No. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and Rockin' Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This is Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White.
Oh, thank you, Kurt. That's a wonderful introduction. Look how fluid you say that and everything. You ought to announce stuff on the radio. You ought to be on the radio.
But I can't do it if I don't love it, Hardy. That's the thing. My tongue gets all tied unless I'm feeling love.
Oh, I feel that way, too. Oh, but my tongue's untied right now. I had it tied up so it wouldn't fall out of my mouth, but now I've untied it, and I can't wait to speak to you with it. I get so excited while I'm here. Why? Because there's people, there's humans here. I'm finally speaking to folks, and I love doing it, and I love talking about one of the things that I love the most, and that is this radio station, because you would not be hearing me if it weren't for this place. Oh, well, you could if I was out on the street yelling. Oh, I'll tell you what. Freedom of speech is meaningless if you don't have a good transmitter. That's the way I look at it. You have to have a way to speak to people. And oh, I'm here to tell you about this wonderful WFMU today, and just celebrate it and be an evangelist for it. Oh my goodness! Every week I get to tell you what's on my mind, and you say, "Oh, how's all that stuff in your head?" I go, "Well, I don't keep it there. That's what I do. I unload it and I give it to you." It's like having a garage sale. It's like, "Get this out of here. I don't need it anymore."
But it's only 2 weeks a year that we ask people to give back, and it's only 2 weeks a year, and then a little bit in October, just a little bit in October, but mostly these 2 weeks. We need you to call in and pledge to support Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White, 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
And you know, I don't ask anybody, I mean, it's hard for me to, I don't sell anything ever, and it would be difficult for me to ask people for money for anything but this, because this is actually something that is worth asking for your support, because this is your radio station, you get one. Oh, there's other ways to experience media, but do you really have a say, or do you really know what you're hearing? You're not going to hear somebody, an artist, speaking to you just directly. It all goes through filters. This is unfiltered, like some sort of wine they sell you at the wine store. Say, what's all this floating in the bottom? What's that detritus? Oh, no, this is unfiltered. This is good stuff. And you drink that. We are radio with the worm still at the bottom of that bottle.
That's
man.
The nutrients.
That is the nutrients. All the vitamins are in the dregs, and there's no greater accumulation of dregs than here at WFMU. Oh, yes, it's a chunky drink. This thing, you can chew. It's a drink you can chew. There's always something. There's something for everybody. That's what's amazing about this place, Kurt. It's got this variety that other stations don't have. Television doesn't have it, and everybody's, you know, concerned with selling you stuff, and the people who are doing the selling make sure that the people talking to you are going to be consistent and not malign their peanut butter. Oh, there's no, I like peanut butter just fine, don't get me wrong, but there's nobody from the peanut butter company sitting over my shoulder saying, oh, you got a hearty, don't say that about peanut butter, don't say there's bugs in certain peanut butter or anything like that. They'd be running in here now to hand me a little note saying, ixnay on the Uggs Bay in the Ener Butter Pay. And I'd say, that's too much pig Latin for me. Dumb it down a bit. And they'd say, well, just shut up. Oh, we don't want to shut up. We want to keep talking. And we want to keep the lines of communication open to you, my friend. Oh, and you know, I don't say that word lightly. If you aren't my friend, I know that there's a potential for us to be friends. And I'm on this radio every week, and I got two things on my mind. And one of them is I think that I want to, first of all, say what I'm really thinking. And the second is to promote some kind of kindness. And you say, oh, that's kind of corny and all. Yeah, you know what? I don't think it would sell very well. I don't think it would sell to just say, I just want to go on and tell people to be good to one another. I want to go on and I want to be silly. Some weeks I don't want to be funny. Maybe I could do some funny voices or something. Can I do that?
Please do.
Exactly. Well, I might do them. I'll do them in a bit.
We got James and Kimzilla here in the phone room waiting to talk to the people that I know tune in every week to listen to Hardy White and the Miracle Nutrition Show. This is the week that you need to call in and say hello to Hardy here in New Jersey and pledge a little support to this fine radio station.
And this kind of support, this isn't, this isn't just sort of some icing on top of the cake. This keeps the cake from getting left out in the rain, as the song says. And MacArthur Park is time, and it's eating away at things. And we got to keep this radio station going. Boy, this is it's not easy to do. It's like an elderly person. We got to keep pumping it full of drugs and everything to keep it, just like the DJs, to keep them going, and to keep the mission alive.
And we do have a lot of people that we can thank, Hardy.
Oh, well, let's thank them, because that's my favorite thing to do.
Anne, down in Lexington.
Anne in Lexington. Oh, I like her a lot.
She's pledging enough to get one of our new T-shirts, as well as a sticker, a WFMU membership card. Mm-hmm. And should she come up from Lexington, reduced admission to the record fair.
Oh, that's Dr. Anne.
Dr. Anne. Thank you, Dr. Anne. The phones are starting to ring now at 1-800-989-9368. You can also pledge online at WFMU.org. Evan in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Evan in Los Angeles.
Very nice pledge from him. Andrew in Union, New Jersey.
Thank you, Andrew.
Renee. Oh, you know, we don't say last names, but I wish I could say this last name because it's a fun one to say.
Oh, I want.
But I can't. But Renee from Portland. Renee Z. I'll say Z because any name with a Z is fun.
That is fun. That's awesome.
You feel sort of special when you meet someone with a Z.
Oh, absolutely. They always go, but when they divide your name up at like elections, you're always.
You're all the way over on the right.
And everything.
Jesse in Shoreham is pledging in to show support for the show here.
Thank you, Jesse.
And another Jesse, our own Jesse Kaminsky from the Give the Drummer stream. Oh, he does the Kaminsky Kamatsky show.
Oh, I like that Jesse.
And he's pledging to Miracle Nutrition, Jonathan in Huntersville, North Carolina.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Oh, but apparently he's in China.
Oh, Jonathan in China.
With a North Carolina address, but for I'm sure, very legitimate reasons.
Yes.
Listener Jonathan checking in from China. Keep the freedom coming.
All right, man.
Benjamin in Austin, Texas. John in Cranford,
Benjamin.
New Jersey.
Thank you, John.
Stephen in Verona, New Jersey.
Thank you, Stephen.
Andel in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, but... Andel says, I wouldn't be able to listen to your show tonight because my dissertation is due tomorrow.
Oh.
And I'm in a bit of a tizzy.
Well, what are you doing? Why are you calling?
But I wanted to support.
do your darn dissertation.
I'll tell you why. Because Andel wanted to support your important work and thank you for
beautiful.
Your beautiful Southern Dada.
Oh, thank you so much.
It takes strength to be gentle and kind.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. That's a beautiful thing.
Chris in Lagunitas, which is another fun word to say.
Thank you, Chris.
That's part of Chris's Swag for Life pledge, and he wants it to go to Hardy and the weekly Nutritious Miracles. Thanks, Hardy. And that's a really easy way to pledge, is you can just set up for $10, $15, $20 a month, and it'll come right off your credit card. You won't even know it happened, and we know we have that money coming in. We know we have that coming in. So you can go to WFMU.org and just see the Swag for Life. And you get unexpected gifts from us during the year.
That's right. Booty.
Booty. Dale in New Hampton, New York.
Oh, Dale. Thanks, man, for all your support.
And Jane. Is this the same Jane? Jane may have pledged again for you. But Jane wants you to know that she'll see you when you get back.
Oh, yes. It may or may not be my mother. I'm not saying anything.
Well, any of us may or may not be your mother, Hardy.
That's right. We don't know. I wasn't there. They didn't take videos then.
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Yeah, I was wondering, Hardy White, a lot of people listen to your show every week. I certainly do. A lot of people really enjoy your show. How the hell is it that you do what you do? How the hell do you do what you do, Hardy White?
All right. I don't know. I don't super understand the question. It's one of those. It has so many answers. And I think what you want me to, the answer you want is the one I think is the most self-aggrandizing. So I will do that one.
Do that one, please.
No, I don't know. You know, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. I'm maybe this is what people sense when they like it. I genuinely love being on the radio. And, you know, you can do a lot of things on it. You know, you can play music, you can tell stories. It's a very powerful medium. And it's a powerful medium because it's just sound. And it's a beautiful, intimate way of communicating with people. It's unlike television or the movies or anything. You can close your eyes. You can see what you want to see. And people, it keeps people company. Radio has this power that other mediums don't. And as I've been on it over the years, I thought, you know, it can be used to really connect with people on another level and to say to them, hey, I'm like you. You know, I have these ideas of these strange things. And when we have the freedom to really be ourselves, which is rare anywhere in the media, everybody, you know, whether they like it or not, there's some sort of agenda. There's none here. I can just be me and talk to you and say the things that are on my mind. And there's always a lot on my mind. And I save it up all week, like we're going to meet for lunch on a Friday. And I've been thinking about things all week that I want to say to you. So by the time that we're together, I've got lots I want to say. And it's easy. It's just a meeting a friend for lunch. You can have the opportunity to talk with you, to tell you stories, to do different things. That's how it happens, you know? I like to think about things. I like to think about them deeply. And then I like to share it with you. And you know, I hear from you. We have a relationship. It is a certain friendship. But there's no pressure. You know, we don't have to be together all the time and get sick of one another. I start saying something that's a little you know, you don't like, you just turn it off and you don't hurt my feelings. That's a great thing. If we were at lunch and you went, that's enough, I gotta leave, right. You know, I'd be devastated.
Or switch to a different table.
Right, switch to a different table, and I gotta watch you over there talking to somebody more interesting. I'm sorry. That's what it should be like. Comedians should have to do that. That's what it should be. Venues should be a comedian on each stage like that, and you just move around to the one you think is funniest.
Kenny from Washington, D.C. wants to show support for your show. Uber volunteer Joe from Hackettstown is pledging to support Miracle Nutrition.
Man, Joe, thank you.
And Charles from Granby, California says, would Hardy mind making a Three Stooges sound?
I gotta.
Let me tell you that he pledged enough to get, three, I think. No, he's getting your premium. He's getting your premium. He's pledged at the premium level, and he wants a Three Stooges noise.
All right, I'll do two Three Stooges noise. Both of them are Shemp sounds. Okay, this is now Shemp sleeping. And now Shemp reading the funny papers. That's two of my favorite.
So that's kind of a classic and then sort of an underground one.
Right, exactly. You got to really super know the Stooges to do the second one, but it's a wonderful, I don't know why, but it makes me laugh. I think a lot of people think about the Stooges in general. Why are you laughing? And like people have said about my show, is that supposed to be funny? I don't know. It depends, you know, if it's supposed to be funny to you or not. Sometimes things are funny and sometimes they're not. I love the lack of pressure, you know, to conversations are like that. You know, they go all over the place, don't they? Sometimes things are funny. Sometimes things are serious. Life is like that. There's ups and downs. Sometimes we can laugh together. Sometimes we can be serious together. Oh, there's no freedom to do that like there is here. We got a special thing going with this station. It's been around a while, but it's been around a while because people are dedicated to keeping it going. And that means you helping out any way you can. Any way that you can help out. Not everybody's loaded with money. Some of you got lots, but I'm telling you, this is almost like a a mission. It's a philosophy. If you believe it, we say free form, but all I hear is freedom. You know, truly, you know, I don't want to do anything where I can't have freedom. I don't want to be a puppet for somebody. I don't want to go out there and tell a story in service of somebody else's agenda. I want to do it as just a way of connecting with people.
And you know, Hardy, you just said, I want to get back to that. You said that you know, not everybody has a lot of money to give. Yet we make, during these 2 weeks, we make almost all of our budget for the year during these 2 weeks. And almost all the pledges are $50 to $100 in there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's people that care enough. And, you know, down to $20. If you want to pledge $20, that's great. We'll thank you for that. But that's what keeps the station moving.
It really does.
So many people that have a little bit of money to help us out. We love the ones that can give a lot, too. Mm-hmm. But we love the ones that can give a little.
And it's great to be able to help other people out, too. Like, maybe, you know, there's people listening to the station that don't have any money. You know, you want them to hear this. You know, you live with them. You want their minds to be open. You want them to be open to all sorts of ideas. You want hearts to change, not just from my show, but all of it. The world would be a better place if we all had that, if we all had more freedom of thought, if we all knew ourselves better, if we were all more accepting, if we all had more variety in our lives. And that's what you want, to live in a place with those people. You don't want to live with the closed mind. You don't want to live with people that expect a certain thing. Right? Oh, my goodness. And this is a way of spreading your values. It's better even than giving to a political party or something, because this is it at the most basic level. You know, this is just people sharing what they love, sharing art and music and the human voice, which is a wonderful thing.
Dave in Brooklyn's pledging. He's going to be
Dave.
Getting our new T-shirt for his pledge. And he says, thank you for taking me over the rainbow once a week. And Jason in Phoenix is pledging at a level to get your premium. Maybe you want to tell us what your premium is this year.
My premium is a DVD. Now, you're just mainly used to hearing me. How would you like to see me just sit still and talk?
but I'm sure well-dressed.
I am.
Because you're a dapper
man. I put my suit on, all right?
Do you wear a suit every week for the show?
I wear a suit every day.
Every day?
Yeah, I have two
suits.
Well,
I don't know why I even thought to ask.
I have two suits, and I only brought one because the dry cleaner promised me it'd be ready Tuesday, and it was not. So, and I'm kind of lazy. I do put a clean shirt on every day, well, almost every day, but I think it's just easier for me. I'm an older fella, and I'm not looking as good in T-shirts as I used to. You know what I'm saying? Because you put a suit on, and people go, hey, you're pretty dapper. And they like to use the word dapper.
Now I feel bad about using it.
No, I love it. I love the word
dapper. Oh, now I feel good about using it.
No, it's a fine word. I looked it up to make sure it wasn't an insult. You are looking foppish today.
In your diaper.
In your diaper. What'd you say?
Katie from London, Great Britain says, Hardy, Hardy, you are my favorite. Thank you. Your show is wonderful, and Infinity Emphasis Church is the best song stuck in my head.
Wow.
Which implies that she has a lot of songs stuck in her head.
That is amazing, because that goes way back.
So thank you, Katie.
That's something. I'll tell you what, and that's what amazes me, too, is listeners all around the world, that we wouldn't get to talk. Isn't that something else? We get to communicate. It's like magic. Well, it is magic to me because my scientific knowledge is so limited. I know it's something to do with electricity and radio waves and everything like that. I don't know how they're getting to you. And the internet, I super don't know how that works.
I don't even get photography.
I don't really.
You capture light on paper and put it in chemicals.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I had to learn a little bit. My performance last year, I talked a little about photography, so I actually had to read about it.
Oh, I've done it. I've been in the dark room.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's magic. I don't know why that works.
It is super magic. I don't know. It's mystery chemicals.
1-800-989-9368 WFMU.org.
You know, they invented photography before they invented Fixer. This is not a lie. People were like, oh, my God, look at that. Oh, it's gone. And that really is how photography was for a while. Like, it's gone. Because it just, you know, if you expose silver to light, it turns dark. Mm-hmm. But then it keeps turning dark. So the minute you expose it to more light.
And then it took us, what, decades and decades later to come up with Snapchat.
Oh,
I know. We're right back there. We had to reinvent that wheel.
Yes, and one of my things I'll be discussing tomorrow is how we're not really evolving towards anything, and I think that's self-evident, so maybe you don't even need to come.
Well, let's mention that. You're going to be down in our own Monty Hall. It's been open for a year now.
I'm excited. I did it last year, and I'm doing it again this year, and I don't ever perform live. I guess it's a combination of things. No one asks me. It would be the big one. and so, but y'all asked me, so I do it, and it's exciting for me. I get a little nervous, you know, being in front of people is a lot different than being in front of a microphone, because, you know, you say something, and then you get that they look at you expressionless, and you think, oh, my word, if you're a sensitive person, you say, well, that's scaring me.
We've got Charles in Granby, California, to thank. He says, thanks, Hardy, for the Shemp noise. Oh, I think he called back for the Shemp noises.
Oh, that's so great.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, anytime, Charles.
David in St. Petersburg, Florida, says, dear Mr. White, I was afraid to call and talk to you because the last time we spoke, it was in another life. So I pledged online, your pal, David in St. Pete, Florida.
Oh, thank you, David.
Do you remember David from This or Another Life? Or
From another life, yes. Maybe it could have been from another life. I've had a few, so I'm getting them mixed up.
It could have been St. Peter calling from David, Florida.
Davey, Florida, though.
John in Newton, Mass. Is giving a nice three-figure pledge. You'd like to see that.
Thank you, John.
Vince in Glen Cove, New York says, to the great master of Tai Chi, Shemp is working.
I think we need
more Shemp noises.
These are my fans in my videos. It's really exciting.
To the great master of Tai Chi, Shemp, may I never be quick enough to snatch the pebble from your hand. Thanks for all your great work, Hardy White.
Thank you so much.
Mark, another fine volunteer around the building here. He says, listening to Hardy's show and talking with him on Twitter have greatly helped with his depression. I'm not sure if he means...
Both of ours.
his depression or yours? I think he's talking about yours here, so I guess you owe him a debt of gratitude for helping with your depression. Joel in your town of Louisville says, do you know any... Who's this?
Irish toasts.
Do you know any Irish toasts?
Do you know any Irish toasts?
This looks like Iranian or something to me.
No, there's a funny thing. I don't know any Irish toasts. I don't know. I always quote Blue Velvet, but I can't say that. But to your something word that we talked about, why you can't say it on
phone
there.
Room? Tom.
Anybody?
You got an Irish toast for us?
Someone have an Irish toast?
Step up to the mic.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah, may you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
Well, that might work against you, because then the devil comes and snatches you, and you all had a little bit of taste of heaven, and that's worse than just going straight to hell, isn't it? Oh, that's an extra curse there. We're going to give you a little heaven, and then we're going to take it away from you.
Well, that's the Irish for you.
Hey, you know, about the depression thing.
Right.
I want to say something semi-serious about this.
All right.
You know, there's a lot of people out there going through hard stuff. I've been through hard stuff too. We all, you know, and boy, it hurts, you know. And it's so good to have one another. Boy, there's no better salve than to help each other. You know, when people are helping one another, when people are coming together, you find that your problems, your burden, it doesn't go away, but it seems much lighter. And, you know, this is no small thing, it literally saves lives.
Absolutely.
You know, people, especially nowadays, live in such isolation, some of them. You know, we live right next, the station's right next to a big city. Oh, big cities can be isolating. As many people as are there, there's that many lonely people.
Now,
you know?
Lester Bowie said, I know you're a fan. New York is full of lonely people.
That is very true. And so, you know, this is a way that we can defy that alienation, where we can connect with one another for no other reason than to share our humanity. There's nothing else going on. And to me, that is so pure and good. And it's something that, you know, it doesn't exist in media necessarily. You know, there's people that want to help you, but then they whip out their book. You know, I want to help you, and I think if you buy my DVD, you'd be super helped. You know, we never get to that part. All we ask you is you actually keep the radio station physically going.
Right, at 1-800-989-9368 at WFMU.org. You know, Hardy, somehow the goal of $4,000 got entered onto the computer here. Mm-hmm. I don't think I put it there. So we got I don't know if station manager Ken did that, but we've got raise a lot of money in a half hour here.
Well, let me tell you, station manager Ken often does the Lucy football thing with me. So he'll make a goal, and then I'll reach it, and he raises it again. I think it's like people are not going to notice or something.
He's ruthless.
How'd it go from 90 to 70%?
Got Christopher in Henderson, Nevada. Saying Hardy is awesome.
Thank you, Christopher.
We got Wendy in Philly saying, I already pledged $75 to Hardy earlier in the week, but my 5-year-old daughter, Esther, loves Hardy.
Oh.
And would be thrilled to hear him say hello to her. So I'm pledging some more now. She loves Hardy, so do I. Esther would like to hear from
hello,
you,
hello, Esther. Can you believe I'm talking to you on the radio? Say something back. Hi, Hardy. I can hear you. I can only hear you when I don't hear you when you don't want to be heard. That's the thing. I'm not really listening to you. But, oh, I'm so glad that we got to visit together, Esther.
It's not like Santa, because Santa's all up in your business all the time.
Yeah.
Hardy respects a two-way street.
I do sort of have a white beard and everything, but I can't bring any presents.
Our own Rebecca. Rebecca does so much work for us here. She's amazing. And she's pledging to support the Miracle Nutrition Show. She says, sorry I missed seeing you at the marathon. I had to go out of town today. And Rebecca, thank you for the support.
Rebecca.
Thank you for everything. She keeps the archives going. And that's a huge thing here.
It's huge.
You know, a lot of radio stations don't archive, or maybe they'll have archives up for a week, or they put them on Mixcloud or something. All of our archives for going back to the year 2000 are available.
I know, that's crazy.
That just having that disk space costs money.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we come and ask you for support, because we know that you love having the availability to the archives. If you miss Hardy White's show, it's there. It's there until the end of time.
And a lot of people listen to it that way, you know, or get to revisit favorite episodes or something. And I just think that's amazing. I mean, it's easy to take great things for granted. You know, I do it all the time. You expect something that you love to be there. Do you ever have like a favorite restaurant and you say, oh, I love that restaurant, and I don't go there every week, but you want it to be there
right,
on a special
right.
occasion. But you see, you got to eat there occasionally to keep it open.
That's right.
That's the thing, right. You know? So great things take some vigilance. You know, you have to pay attention, and you have to support things so that when you do need it, it's there. And that's and we want to be there for you. This is my favorite time of year, to be able to speak to you. And the most important thing, I think, is to be able to thank you. You know, I probably say it a lot. Oh, thank you for listening and everything. But this, I want to thank you not just for supporting my show or listening to it, but just keeping this radio station alive and all the other shows that I listen to. I get to come here and then see people that I listen to and love. And I'm in awe. You know, and I think it's a beautiful thing. Oh, I hear those phone rings. They're always like, oh, it's an amazing sound to me.
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. It really is. It's pledging to support your show. Mm-hmm. It's pledging to support this amazing hour of
whatever
discussion that happens every that I love. I love, and thank you for asking me to be here with you today. But it's also a pledge to support non-corporate media, and that is increasingly that is a political thing. That's not just music and having a little fun or distraction when you're driving your car.
I agree with you 100%. That is, you know, it's not like I'm not anti-making money. I'm not anti-businesses. But I'm telling you, when people who are selling things, they have a different agenda than people who are trying to communicate with other human beings.
Nobody tells you what to say. Nobody tells Bryce what records to play.
Never.
That we exist because listeners want us here. And that's why we come here and ask you to just step up to that a little bit. 1-800-989-9368. WFMU.org.
And it's in a fun way, because you get to be part of the excitement too, and you should feel like part of this. This is your radio station. There's no, you know, there's no getting around that. And we take them all, man. All shapes and sizes, no matter who you are. All types of people. We love you. And all types of people listen to the station. Do they like everything? No, of course not.
It would be weird to like everything on WFMU.
It would be weird. But
there's
know,
probably a couple of them out there. But
that's what a lot of radio stations want. They want a certain kind of listener, and they want them all to like everything. Now,
any hour of the day, you know what you're going to get. That's not
right.
What happens here. That's not what we want.
It's like a restaurant where you don't know if it's a breakfast restaurant or whether it's dress up or whether it's, you know, what kind of restaurant is it today?
Or a swimming pool.
Or a swimming pool, it could be. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that, you know, that reminds me of that. Did you ever go, I'd hate to digress. But I love to digress. There's a tiki bar in San Francisco. Have you been there? Where there's it's built in the what used to be the swimming pool room, or like an indoor swimming pool,
mm-hmm.
but they've turned it into a floating stage. So the stage floats out onto the swimming pool, and they perform, you know, the like Polynesian music. And then when they're done, the stage floats away, and the pool's right in the middle. I love that. I love water. And I love restaurants that have some that make you think like you're outside or something like that.
Right.
Isn't that magical? That's so magical.
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Pledge to support Hardy White. Pledge to support WFMU. Pledge to support Miracle Nutrition.
And indoor swimming pool.
And indoor swimming pool.
Tiki bars. Yes. Oh, I love it.
We got Herbert in New York, New York.
Thank you, Herbert.
That's part of his Swag for Life pledge. And he says, Hardy is just so unique. Thank you for speaking to us. And when you spoke to us during Diane Kamikaze's show, you mentioned Voivod. Will you take me to a Voivod show?
Yeah, you know, if that works out somehow.
You're not saying no, right?
I never say no, but usually I mean it.
William in Brooklyn is checking in to support Miracle Nutrition. And Fredericks wants you to say hello to Nancy.
Hello, Nancy.
There you go. Mission accomplished.
That's great. Oh, that's a name we know. See, some of these people, I'll tell you, are longtime listeners that are devoted to the station. I recognize their names from the comments on my show and others, and I just think that's amazing. I love it that people listen to multiple shows and they like different things. They find a lot that they like.
And they bring a lot that they like, too. You know, that's like what we're talking about before, about the station not being owned by a corporation that's going to tell us what to do. People don't listen to music that way. People don't only listen to the heavy metal that Diane plays or the sort of extended ambient stuff that Bryce plays. Most intelligent people listen to a lot of different music and like to engage with a lot of different kinds of people and kinds of ideas. And that's what happens here.
That's absolutely what happens. And I was telling Diane, you know, I'm eclectic to a fault in that I don't know anything about any one thing, you know? I don't want to say, oh, I know what I like what I like. But really, I'm open to listening to a lot of things. I want to explore new ideas. I'm not afraid of it. This is a wonderful place to do that. And you get turned on to all sorts of music that you might not have had any way of being exposed to. And the same with ideas, the same with stories, everything. You can hear things that you can't hear in other places. I think the listeners know that. And we just have to do this, you know, once a year for practical purposes, because you know, it's a brick-and-mortar thing, and there's a board here. Let me tell you, this board, I've worked on one of these for a long time. This does not look super new to me.
No.
This looks almost like maybe 80s.
It probably wasn't new when we got it either.
I don't think so. So, you know, it's not all state-of-the-art equipment, man. It's like a group of goofy folks have put together a radio station, and that's such a wonderful, magical thing. And it really stays together with your Tinkerbell clapping. you're keeping it alive.
Love and duct tape.
Come back to life, Tinkerbell.
Love and duct tape. It's holding it together.
All those claps are your dollars.
James from Silver Springs, Maryland is calling in with a nice pledge. I can't say his last name, but I think he was the star of Rockford Files.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
That's what...
A fan I am. Oh, if it's that one. Oh, if you've risen from the dead just to pledge to my show, you don't know what that makes my day.
You know, he would get messed up, too. He'd be all hung over and beat up. Oh, you know, that was great. And living in the trailer. And
he already had like a plate in his head in real life. What a real man he was. I enjoy that man so much.
And Paul in Rutherford is also pledging in. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Oh, I tell you, see, we thank you all, small or large. It doesn't matter.
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Let's get somebody calling in with a Mouse of Today pledge, a $360 pledge. You can do that $30 a month. And you get all kinds of DJ premiums and T-shirts and gifts from us. Go to WFMU.org and just click on the Pledge Central, and it'll lay out all of the, because we can't talk about it. There's so much, Hardy. There's so much stuff that we produce, and so much good-looking stuff.
And it's cool stuff. It's not that your traditional, you know, like I was talking about with Diane, repeating the, why don't we just play the tape? Can we play the show that Diane and I think I said a lot of things. That, yeah, it's not like coffee mugs and things like that. No, they're really creative. Like
roller skates and laser guns or something. I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, that would be great.
Like that.
No, make a note for next year. That's
roller
all
skates
they have.
And laser
that
guns.
Would be
Got
fun.
It.
Oh, yeah, that's all interesting stuff, just to, if you need that little incentive. Also, it's a great way to advertise your interests, too, those shirts. You walk around and say, oh, what's that? And then someone, or they could say, oh, I listened to, that's not what they say. They don't say, what's that? They say, oh, I listen to WFMU.
Wear a WFMU shirt in the airport and you'll meet somebody. I guarantee I do that. I do that. It works.
Oh, that would be great. I would love that because then it would segue. Did you know I have a show on? I never get to do that. I never get to use it anywhere. I've never shocked anybody to say, you're Hardy White? Well, yes, I am.
Actually, I'm scared of strangers, so it doesn't really start a conversation. I'm just sort of like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I was telling Diane, again, to reference that I did see somebody one time in a shirt, and I said something to them, and I scared them, I think. So I don't know. It doesn't work with everybody, you know, just unsolicited conversation like that, not everybody goes for. But, oh, I'm open to make friends. That's another thing. See, I'm basically a shy person. I really am. I don't know why. You know, I know in my mind that I shouldn't be afraid of anybody. But I guess, you know, like everyone, I'm a little bit self-conscious. You know, I do want to be liked, and everybody does, you know. And this is a way that we can communicate, you know, mainly me and you listening. But I can talk about things I might not be able to talk about if you were right in front of me. I can be honest in a way that I might not be if I was self-conscious or if I was scared. And I know there's a lot of shy people go around acting like they aren't. You know, I know what that's like. You know, you're forced to do something that's uncomfortable for you. Oh, but when it's just us, when it's just the radio, when it's just you and I, and we're talking about things, or I'm painting a mental picture for you. Like, let me paint a mental picture for you right now. It's all blue, because it's a conceptual thing. So it's mainly just blue. Can you see that? Big expanse of blue. That's it. I'm going to do a whole series of red ones, too. But see, now that's in your mind. Oh, you get to see that. And you can get to imagine it any way you want. And you're saying, well, Hardy, I'm not seeing blue. I'm seeing a lot of naked people dancing. That's awesome. That's Matisse. But you can imagine anything that you want, and this is, to me, miraculous. I love it. I want you to be able to experience this all the time. I'm new here, you know, in the life of this. Is a very old station, and my tenure here has been short. And you know, I won't always be here, and I wasn't always here. And we want this thing to keep going for future Hardy Whites, for future DJs, for people that are going to do things to keep this tradition going. We have to keep the station alive, and it's an important thing. Media like this is disappearing all over the country, and this one is enduring because of the stubbornness, because of the I don't know what it's genius or insanity.
We're too dumb to fail.
Or something, but everybody wants it to keep going. And you know, you don't. It's like, it's almost like a restaurant. You know, whenever I've had friends in the restaurant business, and you go in a restaurant and you think, oh, everything was good, the service was nice, the food was good, and it looks like it's hard work. Now they got to do that every single night. Consistently, you don't see what goes into that, how difficult that is to do the same thing every day. It's a slog, boy. I'm telling you, you know that. But you want that restaurant to be there when you want it. This place is even more magical than a restaurant. It contains all history, music, the archives. You know, you can listen to people's voices from years ago. You can listen to music that you didn't know existed because they're keeping it alive. It is a library, not only a physical one, but a library like the Library of Skulls, for instance, in of Sleestak culture, if you're a history buff. You know, that the Sleestak people, before they devolved into the hissing lizards, when they wore sequined vests, which is how you can tell a sophisticated one from a from Anon, the regular ones are nude, the barbaric ones. But they had a library of skulls where you could go up to a skull and you go, skull, map, you know, ShopRite, Jersey City. Here's a map of ShopRite, Jersey City. And this magic skull would show it to you. I guess that's a lot like my phone, in a way. But no, but all these DJs have brains, and they have so much information about the music they can share with you. And it comes, and it's driven by a deep passion for it. Everybody here is passionate. I don't think there's anybody who's not really into what they do, or they wouldn't be doing it.
And you know, Hardy, we're working on future archives as well. We don't have, that's still in beta now, but pretty soon, maybe in the next year, you'll be able to hear shows that haven't aired yet, that haven't been done yet.
That would be such a
records that haven't been, you know, musicians that haven't been born yet.
What a time
saver.
You can
go to the Future Archive and hear it.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. You've had a lot of nice support here today, and now it's gotten a little bit quiet.
Well, you know, maybe they're listening to me.
You see, you got interesting. I quit talking. You got interesting.
I don't want to be interesting. I did that thing where I slowed down and got all soft and took
mellifluous.
A pause.
You get very mellifluous.
I know. Well, you know, it comes from a real place. I'm excited. I get excited about it.
But we got to get back to operationalizing this now.
All right. You threw that word at me earlier. That's a fancy one.
We got to operationalize.
I don't know what it means.
The pledges here.
Oh, I'd also like to clear something up. This is just for the record. All right.
All right.
I am from Tallahassee, Florida. I live in Lexington, Kentucky. That's it. I just want to clear that. I know that is a lot of discussion going on. I think I'm from different places.
So you'd consider yourself a denizen of which?
Oh, you know, I don't want to be. I'm a denizen of the world, of the globe. I like to be one of those global people. That comes actually from my political philosophy. I'm not part of your state. I'm a human being.
You opposed all that.
Yeah, well,
you're
actually,
kind of denizen the menace.
We can have that discussion sometime with you. I'll get off my
we can do it now. We can do it now.
Okay, let's talk about Rudolph Rocker.
All right.
Can we do it?
Yes, please.
No, people go, oh, stop with the anarchist literature.
1-800-989-9368.
No one's ever said that to me, by the way.
You can call in right now and direct, you know, give Hardy White the direction you want the rest of the show to go. 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
I'm taking requests.
you want anarchist
Seriously.
Literature talk? Call in, pledge, and tell them you want it or tell them you don't.
Say, yeah, whatever you want. Say, oh, do that funny voice or tell that story you've told countless times. I would do it.
Do the show you're going to do tomorrow.
Do the show.
Just do it now.
All right, I'll just do it right now.
Yeah. How much time you got?
Okay, here's the thing. I don't super have it set yet.
You got 17 minutes.
Okay.
Let's hear tomorrow's show.
I can't do that. Well, I'll give you a little.
This is the Future Archive I was talking about in action right now.
I will tell you a little. I'll give you some hints. You want to give some teasers about tomorrow's show?
All right.
Okay, I will be discussing the most dangerous, wrongheaded book ever written by a man. All right? I'm going to tell you about a book that is responsible for some of the greatest evil in the world, and you'll never guess what it is. And it's not what you think. And it's something that you might think is slightly harmless or banal, but I'm going to make you realize, hopefully, with humorous anecdotes injected, that there are some small mistakes that we can make that have huge, dangerous consequences. And it's a way of seeing the world a little differently. And I really want to share that with you because I have a vision that we can be kinder to one another, that we can there can be a sense of equality, of that human dignity can be a priority for us. And I dream about that. And I think a lot of times people have good hearts, and what we need to do is communicate and talk more and ask more questions and respond to questions with more questions. And the more we're talking and the more we're communicating with one another, the less we're fighting. You know, if we really listen to one another is important to me. And so I might joke around, but boy, I tell you, I have a mission. And, you know, and I think that's, I'm not going to live forever. And I really passionately want to make this world better. I really do. I love people, but mainly in theory. And I'm trying to get to the point where I can love them in reality.
Is it that Roald Dahl pornographic book
you're talking about? It's funny that you should mention that. No, it's not.
It's a little bit quiet in here, Hardy White. 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
Oh, and it can't be quiet because we only have 15 minutes left. Oh, my friends, I don't, you know, I don't want to, I got to tell you, now is the time. Now is really the time to call or to pledge online, you know, especially if you really want to keep hearing it. I don't, you know, it's no, I'm not threatening or anything, but I got to tell you, you know, things aren't guaranteed to last. This station is always one major disaster away from non-existing. And that's no lie. You know, it's not like I have some kind of $1 million endowment just sitting there.
No.
You know, this is like when you get, you know, at the end of the month when your paycheck runs out and you have to eat some ramen or something until you get that next paycheck. That's how this place operates. I don't know how that happens.
And then something happens like we've got, also there's problems with one of our transmitters and we're not broadcasting in one of our three transmitter areas now, so people in the 90.1 area are listening online. Mm-hmm. That's not figured in. We don't have the padding to. We just have to take care of it. We have to figure it out.
That's true.
But yeah.
Now I want to help people, and I want to do good, and if you like what I do, all right. I got to tell you, it does help some. I don't know how. But I know that I've helped some people. It's the thing I'm the most proud of in my life. I don't make much money. I don't make any money at all.
And you don't make any money here.
I don't make none here.
All the DJs are volunteers.
Zero. Yeah. In fact, every time I come up, I go into tremendous debt to even be here. Let me tell you. But it's important to me.
Well, that's because you're at the off-track betting as well.
Though. Yeah. Well, you know, I blow a lot of it at the track, like you say. But, you know, maybe it's not you that I've helped necessarily, all right? But you can do something good by helping me keep my voice. Because I could talk all day long by myself. I could sit in my basement and talk all day long. I could go out on the street and just talk to people occasionally, you see? But I don't know who needs help. I don't know where they are and when they need it. I depend on a radio station. I depend on all the listeners that I got, I inherited from this wonderful endeavor from WFMU. And I want to be able to continue to do my best, and I try very, very hard. I don't know if I always succeed, but I'm telling you, you're getting 100% of my effort all the time. How do I do it? I just try. I try my hardest. And a way of helping people could be if you have some resources, if you have some might. All right? You know, let's say, I don't want to give you a lot of Bible, but one of the parts of the Bible says that there's lots of ways to help, you know, with your heart, with your mind, and with your might. And your might is your resources. If you have resources and you can help, you can do a lot of good. You know, you can do a lot of bad with money, but you can do a lot of good too. And what you're doing is you could be sponsoring to help another soul, to help another person. And even it's to get a laugh out of them, to cheer them up, I'm telling you, it's important. It makes our lives better. And I'm really asking you that if you do have the resources to do it, please help us out. Oh, I couldn't be more thankful for it. Not just for me, but for all those who I know who love all these things that we do and depend on it. It's very important. I'm sorry it's not fun. I'm sorry, no, that's funny. I really am, you know? But right now, I think it's important to say, it's always important to say what's true. It's always important to say the truth. And right now, the truth is, you know, we're being as frank as we possibly can.
Samuel in Brooklyn appreciates what you do every week here. He says, excellent show you've been running each Thursday evening, part of my regular listening on WFMU. And
thank you so much.
Philip in Wayne, New Jersey, with a very nice pledge.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you, both of you. Thank you to everybody who's been supporting WFMU for all of the last 10, 12, however many days it is, and going right up through Sunday night when we have the Hoof and Mouth, which is all the DJs sort of doing a live band karaoke thing and embarrassing themselves a little bit, and it's a lot of fun. It'll go on Sunday night from 7 to midnight or something like that.
And you see that and you think, how did these people run anything? Who are these people? How does anything get done?
1-800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org.
Oh, you know, I'm a little bit, I don't know, I'm a little bit tongue-tied today, and let me tell you why. Because I'm absolutely hypnotized by seeing people I really like who I don't see but once a year, you know? And it really, I almost well up, you know? I adore, not everybody, but a lot of you. And I love to be able to talk to Kurt. And, you know, it's not like we talk off the air all the time. This is like how we interact.
Right.
Our relationship is always over the air.
I basically sit in my room for a year waiting till you come back up at Marathon. Right?
I know. It's a weird thing. I mean, out there, do you get the sense that I'm out there like saying, oh, I like that Kurt? It's funny, but it's true.
Absolutely, because radio does that. Radio, you know, people are listening, they're doing their dishes or something, and they sort of think you're talking just to them.
Yes.
It's a very intimate relationship. And people on the other end of the mic, you know, we feel it as well. We know that, you know, that you're out there and it means more to you than watching, you know, a chat show at night on TV or something like that. It's a special thing to listen to the radio.
It is. And even I feel, so I never see Clay. Like, I listen to him every week, right? But I've talked to him more today than I've ever talked to him in my life. And it was absolutely surreal. When you meet somebody that you've been listening to on the radio for a while and they're talking, you go, you're doing the voice. It's hilarious, right? It's just like, it's coming out of your head. It's the silliest thing in the world, you know? You don't necessarily put, you know, a face on a voice. And it's just it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. To actually see the people. That's what I get, you know, I get easily hypnotized by other people's presence. That's why it's best for me to close my eyes and just talk. That's one of the reasons I don't do some live shows, because I'm afraid I'm just going to stop talking and just kind of stare at people. It's a strange thing.
And people that are listening, you've got 8 more minutes to show that you love Hardy White and love Miracle Nutrition every single Thursday. 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Uber volunteer Carol pledged to support the show.
Thank you,
she
Carol.
Says she loves the show. And Jane in Maplewood is also pledging to
thank you, Jane,
to show support for what you do here every
wonderful.
Single week. Linda in Atlantic Highlands.
Thank you, Linda.
With a nice pledge. Thank you, Linda. 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
Oh, it's a, you know, it's so funny that a lot of people I know personally do not call pledge. Did you ever notice that? Does that happen to you too? You think, geez, you know, like, oh, there's college friends on Facebook and all. I mean, I don't hear from them a lot. I think the people that know you best never listen to you or something.
But if you put up a photo of Captain Picard with some funny words on it, they
yes.
like that.
No, they will.
They
yeah,
do like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, I don't know your thing. It's not my cuppa.
And that's okay.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't be around this long if I took that personally. That's for sure.
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
And now is it, I got to tell you also, it fills me with pride when that number goes up too. I get it. It makes me... filled with gratitude, but I also think, you know, I'm contributing. I'm helping this station. I'm not a drag. They're not letting me have this show out of pity or something. That I really can contribute. It makes me feel, everybody wants to feel like they've contributed something, that they're necessary, right? That's all we want. I don't want to be important. I just want to know that I'm necessary, that people would rather me be around than not be around. Don't you feel like that sometimes? You say, I'm not asking for the world. I'm not asking to be king or president. I just want to know that my life means something, that I'm necessary, even if it's small, even if it's a small thing. I want to know that I'm needed. And it makes me feel so needed when you call up, even if you just have a comment. I know we're trying to get money, but literally, even the thank yous just means so much to me. And boy, if we can make people feel good, it's so easy to make people feel like crap. But we have a lot of, Kurt and I have the inside jokes, which we like to make each other giggle.
We got all our cursing out of the way
before
the show.
Yeah, we did. Boy, we had a curse fest, too. You would never, I would never want that to surface anywhere.
You know how to, those people should call in, even if they just want to say thank you. They should call in the next 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. Our phone volunteers are sitting here waiting. Poor Kimzilla, Hardy, has nothing to do but sit and pledge to your show.
Oh.
She's just sitting here pledging because nobody else is at this very moment, although a lot of people have.
Yes,
and you've had a lot
have.
Of support today. Kim Zilla says to you, I find myself standing in front of the radio, transported to... Do you want to just come read it to him? Why don't you come read it to him?
It's just a great experience. I find myself standing in front of the radio and just transported into your world. So it's you're like a modern day Gene Shepherd, but with like a twist of lime. It's just fantastic.
Oh Lord! I'll tell you, if you're trying to make me well up, that you've succeeded.
The well is up.
The well is up. Oh my Lord! I want to be like a lemony Gene Shepherd. Or is it lime? Did you say lime or lemon?
Lime. Lime.
Oh, you said lime. I like limes better.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Just a limey.
But if I said a limey Gene Shepherd, hey, governor, I've got, I can't do it. Sorry.
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Coming up next is Kevin Nutt and the what is his show called?
Sinner's
Crossroads. I knew his name, so it's not like I didn't know. I know his name. And Rich Hazelton will be sitting in with him. 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
Oh, yes, you got 5 minutes. I know people like to do things at the last minute. Oh, and this is the last minute. This is my last time live on the air for a while. Oh, I love doing it, too. Boy, it's so fun and immediate, and I get to see all these people. It's just the most fun time of year for me. And then tomorrow I get to stand in front of people on stage. Now I'm going to have to use the bathroom for quite a while, I think. It makes me not super able to digest my food, but I love doing it, and it means the world to me. So this, you've got 4 minutes. Let's have a challenge. Come on, blow our minds, you.
And definitely do come down tomorrow night. It's doors are at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start at 8 o'clock at Monty Hall here at WFMU, and the information for that is at WFMU.org. You'd be it's cheap. It's really almost free to get in for that.
Yeah.
It's practically free. Bring a sandwich, and they'll probably let
right,
you in.
Right, right.
And, yeah, you'll get to see another hour of Hardy doing his thing and not asking you. Well, he might be asking you for money. But it'll be in a more esoteric kind of way.
I bet I forget to. I bet I won't.
Okay, well, now, see? Now, there we go.
I want to be the last caller. It's like it's a contest.
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
Oh, that's it. Man, I'm telling you, if you got the resources, this would be the time to step up and be a hero. It really would be heroic. Also, you'd get so much stuff.
T-shirts and stickers. And we have so many artists that do such great design for us. That every year, there's just multiple new designs.
Oh, they're amazing, too.
Denise in Landing, New Jersey says, I love Hardy. My friend Mike introduced me to it, and now we are grateful followers.
Oh, thank you so much.
You had me at Branchy.
Oh, yay. Oh, Branchy.
So thank you, Denise. Got a couple more pledges coming in at 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
That's so exciting. I could see people on the phone. The anticipation just is killing me. Who's it going to be? You know what it never is? A celebrity. Do they not pledge?
Oh, it's Cher. No, I'm sorry. It's Rachel.
No. See, I'm waiting for Cher to... I'm waiting to get a secret note.
Rachel, with a nice pledge, says, Hardy... Oh, is this Fox?
Yeah.
I'm not Foxy.
Yeah.
Is this our friend Rachel with no last name? Hardy is the only person she almost met... whose love of classic Doctor Who rivals her own.
This is true.
I believe is what she's saying there.
This
and Neil in Sparta says, I love Hardy.
Oh, thank you,
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Neil.
And thank you, Rachel. Oh, she's the best. She's super cool.
She is.
Yeah, man, they're super. There's almost an abundance of
there's
super
an
cool
amazing core of volunteers here that keep us going, and Rachel's one of them. And just that's how we survive. There's no way we could pay the staff that is needed to keep this station.
Oh no, I can't even imagine. You couldn't. No way. Even if you were paying me minimum wage, it would break the place.
So we basically got 1 minute. I think we're listening to this last phone ring.
Okay, this
and
is gonna,
saying goodbye.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I miss you already. I hate saying goodbye. I hate goodbyes.
Jenna from Finland, a super listener, Jenna.
Thank you, Jenna.
Part of her Swag for Life pledge.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, my friends, it's been such a treat to visit with you. Oh, I'm so excited. So thank you so much for your generosity. It really makes a difference. It makes a huge difference for doing that. I personally thank you, and it's been great to be able to thank you by name. And I look forward to our continued visits together. And I'll be here again next week. I won't actually be here again next week, but it'll seem like I am. But we'll definitely be together again next week. And that's because you made it happen and you supported us. And that's a beautiful thing. And now we're going to do a seamless handover here, right? Except it won't be seam. Except you might see the seam, or at least feel it or something like that, right?
A seamy handoff.
A seamy handoff. Right, and here it goes, and you won't even know it's happening until I stop talking. Should I stop talking? You know what's good?
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Sinner's Crossroads is up next.
I was
hi!
Take me to it? No, it's not just finding it. We didn't have to do it. The other day we were just able to put it in. Oh, in here. Okay. There's two centers. I know you have several, but that's not it. Kim. James.
I want you to take a new me.
This is the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here on listener-supported Freeform, WFMU. We are in revival at Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, and we want to hear from you at 1-800-989-9368 with our cheap Gospel 45s, which you'll hear all evening long. Prizes for cheap Gospel 45s and tote bag to keep your cheap Gospel 45s in. We'll hear from the Sellers Brothers, a cheap Gospel 45 at the time. On Volume 1, the first prize we'll be giving away here on Sinner's Crossroads.
then I know that prayer.
Oh, yeah. The Sellers Brothers, Prayer Changes Things. We're looking for a little change, big change and small change from you, the Sinner's Crossroads listener, here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. And the Sellers Brothers, on the first CD we're giving away this evening on Sinner's Crossroads, Cheap Gospel 45s. I keep wanting to say Dirty Gospel 45s, the Cheap Gospel 45s, Volume 1, about 20 tracks of